Ow, 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 ow. Oh, that hurts. Oh, oh, why do my wings hurt so much? Oh, why? Oh, it's just because it's a busy time of year and then it's not. It's the chocolate I've been eating. So much chocolate, but it's so good. Oh, bum. Oh, it is my bum. It's getting bigger. Oh, I didn't have this problem in the Renaissance. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I will go to the gym. I will totally go to the gym after Valentine's because I have no time now because everyone needs to fall in love and I am a Cupid and I need to shoot people because, hi, darling. No, I wasn't talking to anyone. I was just, you know, talking out loud about work, shooting people, because I'm a sniper, as you know, because that's what I said when you asked me. I said sniper. Not because I was panicking, but because I do shoot people. How are you? Why is this time of year a busy time for me as a sniper? That is a very good question. And the answer is also very good. Just very, very good. And I am totally going to answer your question. This time of year is very busy for snipers because it's Valentine's. And when it's Valentine's, people fall in love. And snipers fall in love and then they decide that they don't want to be snipers anymore. So the few snipers that are left have to take up the slack. So you see, it's busy because there are less of us. And not because we're shooting people to make them fall in love. Because, I mean, we don't shoot people to make them fall in love. Because we're snipers. We shoot people so they die. You know, die. Just die. And, yep. So, how was your day? Oh, you want to talk about my day? Oh, we really don't have to talk about my day. My day was just, you know, boring, you know, shooting people. Just so... so boring, just very, very, very tedious. Not that I don't respect the sanctity of life. I don't want you to think that I'm cold because I'm not. I obviously feel for the people that I shoot and it just makes my heart so happy to see them dead. That sounded bad. I just mean I get a lot of job satisfaction from making people happy by killing them. Being a sniper is so your day, you had that big meeting today, didn't you? And oh, we really don't have to talk about my day. Let's talk about your day. What? Feathers? What feathers? I broke the duvet again. And obviously when I broke the duvet, feathers everywhere. Just so many feathers. We go through a lot of duvets, you're right. I don't know why. It's not like I'm a supernatural creature. I'm not. I mean, I'm just a sniper. I feathers just from... I mean, it's not like when I'm happy, I lose feathers because you make me very happy. And that means that there are telltale signs that I'm a sniper. It's just, you know, I have very bad taste in duvets and they're just very breakable. And so feathers, wherever you are, because we share a duvet. And, what? Oh, you You bought a duvet that wasn't full of feathers. When did you do? Oh, a month ago. A month ago. So I think I need to tell you something. I need to confess something. I have been cheating on you with another duvet. I mean, as a sniper, I need my own duvet for sniper reasons that I can't really go into right now because not because I don't have reasons, but because they're very secret and I love you and I sorry, what? What do I use to snipe people? A gun, a rifle, a sniper rifle, with a binocular, a sight, a sight. I'm a sniper, so what's that? Oh, that's a bow and arrow. A bow and arrow. Are you Robin Hood? Obviously, I know you're not Robin Hood because I did not meet him personally at all. And I certainly wasn't responsible for him getting with Maid Marian. And I mean, that was a bit of a mess. But it turned out, and I just mean, I like the story of Robin Hood. It's very romantic. And I like romance. I am a very romantic sniper. Where did you get that? From my bag? No. No. The only thing in my bag is my rifle. And chocolates. Yes, you're right. There are some chocolates. So they are mine. The bow and arrows are mine indeed, because I sometimes I'm an old-fashioned sniper, and when I shoot people, I'm not very good at lying, and the I I'm totally a sniper, and I am aware that I'm going very, very red. And I don't do well in stressful situations. And oh no, oh no, the duvet has burst again. Those aren't rings. Those no rings. Me? I don't have wings. And I have wings. So I haven't been completely straight with you. I am not a sniper. I how I'm a I I'm There's no real way to get around it. I'm Cupid, not the Cupid. I'm a Cupid. There are a lot of us because you might not have noticed, but there are a lot of people in the world that need love or hate. I mean, sometimes we never mind, you don't. Oh, isn't this funny? Finding out that your girlfriend's Cupid on Valentine's. That's funny, right? That's funny. It's funny. You're not angry. You're not angry because this is funny. This is like a story we'll tell our children. See, that's also a funny story. I didn't shoot you with an arrow to fall in love with me. I was meant to. Not that you would fall in love with me. You had a. I mean, sometimes the people who design the matches just don't really, I mean, I'm not saying they're batshit crazy, but I mean, you and Emma, I mean, that was never, I mean, I was going to, and I was, but then I was getting a cup of tea because, you know, I just like tea. It is not a performance enhancing drug. It's not. I just, you know, I'm a little bit sharper when I have a bit of caffeine. So, you know, it's not, I mean, you know, we don't need to go into that. You don't need to know about politics. It's just, it's not a performance enhancing drug. It's just, I like tea. And I was getting a cup of tea and then I turned around because I realized I was going to miss the designated shooting. When I was going to shoot you. And then I spilled tea on you and then you smiled at me and I was totally going to shoot you and Emma. And I was totally going to, but then, you know, Emma, I mean, really? What would I think? Emma? I mean, that wasn't that Emma. Just no. So I didn't. And then you asked me out. And I mean, I panicked a bit. I have to admit, I when someone asks me a question that I'm not prepared for, I panic a bit. It's like when you asked me what I did for a living and I said sniper. I said I was a sniper, which I mean technically I am. I am a sniper. It sounds better than an angel. I'm technically an angel. Apparently, I've been put on probation too many times to officially be classed as an angel anymore. I just think, you know, when you spend a lot of time on Earth, you just can't help but, you know, become a bit more attached. Your average angel is very detached. Hence thinking, you and Emma, being a good idea. That is just... No, so I panicked and I said yes, and then... You know, you asked me out again, and then, you know, we were dating, and then we're living together, and, yeah, what? Oh, the feathers. Oh, when I'm happy, I shed happy feathers. I mean, don't worry, they don't affect my wings. Look, they're really full and lush with feathers. No, it's just, I don't really understand it. It's just... When I'm happy, I start shedding feathers or making extra feathers. I don't actually understand it because I've never been this happy before. I've never, you know, dated anyone. Not that you're my first. I'm very experienced. I'm not experienced. You're my first. Not my first. I mean, well, you know, I did say not really an angel. But I mean, so, yeah, this is my busy time of year. Lots of making people fall in love. Although, I mean, don't tell anyone, but I haven't really been doing that. Because the whole making people fall in love by shooting them, and it just seems a bit, I mean... Like I said, they're really detached and you don't need that. You can make your own decisions. You just need a bit of guidance sometimes. So I'm more of a agony aunt. So, you know, when people are having troubles in their relationships, I'm more like a bartender. I'm more of a tea. I have a tea shop. It's more of a T-mobile. I have a van where I serve tea and I listen to people talk about their relationships. So really, I'm not a sniper at all. That was actually a really bad answer, but I was really panicking because you smiled at me, and when you smile at me, I get feathers, just feathers, and so yeah. You're going to dump me now, aren't you? You're going to dump me. You're going to dump me because I'm not a sniper. I mean, it's understandable. I mean, having a sniper as a girlfriend, that's cool. Having a... I don't even know what I am anymore. Cupid? I mean, kind of, but not really. I haven't taken my bow and arrow out in ages. I am going... I mean, to be honest, if I can't talk about it with you, who can I talk about it with? In my last performance review, they kind of said that they don't know what to do with me because even though I'm not actually doing the shooty thing, my figures are actually really good. Apparently the whole agony aunt tea thing is a winner. So they can't get rid of me because without me, their figures are in the toilet because they can't matchmake for Toffee. I mean, Emma, what were you thinking? They're totally not listening. I mean, it's fine. I'm kind of in... I'm an angel, but I'm more a tea making agony aunt angel. So really cooler than a sniper. Wouldn't you agree? You said yes. I have wings and feathers and you're right with that. It's better than having a killer for a girlfriend. I never said I kill people. Oh, with the sniping. I guess. Can I fly? Yes, I can. I mean, I'll be honest. Recently, you've been getting me a lot of chocolate and my... It's nothing. It's just, it's fine. No, I love the chocolate. I've never had anyone get me anything before, and I really like it. I mean, dating you is amazing. You're wonderful, and I love you, and I think it's love. I mean, I asked if anyone had shot me, and they didn't. I mean, so this... Well, I mean, I feel really happy and then really scared and then a little bit sick. And then I have this... I thought I was going to have to go to the doctor and that was going to be awkward because obviously not human. It's complicated. But figured it out, butterflies and swooning is also a bit like flu. I think that's love. I know it's love. I've read a lot of love poetry. I tried to write some. That was bad. No, there's no poetry. So I am in love with you and you are right with me being a... Can you touch them? The wings. Yeah. Oh my. So many feathers. Yeah, definitely love. That is a lot of feathers. That is a lot of feathers. Wow. See, that's what you do to me. You make me that. Yeah, I love you. And could you just do that thing where you stroke the... Oh, that's so nice. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, that's so nice. Oh. Can we just, you know, stay here and you do that, because they're a bit achy, because I thought, you know, with it being Valentine's, I should fly, but they're a bit, because my ass has gotten a bit bigger, and Okay, no, you don't have to stroke. Sorry, what? We have Valentine's Day plans. Really? I... Wow. Oh, wow. I've never ever done anything on Valentine's Day. I've always been working, and... I mean, last year I worked, and... Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow. You weren't... And... Yes, I would love to go to dinner, and... Wow, I... Are those roses? Are those for me? Oh, so many feathers, so many feathers. See, I was thinking that maybe I should start up a cushion company just because the feather situation is getting... I mean, have you been in the spare room recently? It's just full of feathers because you make me so happy. And, yeah, that could be a new... Oh, I could open a tea shop with really comfortable chairs with angel feathers. And people would come and they would talk to me about their relationships and... That would be so perfect. Sorry, I have a slight... I'm not addicted to tea. I'm a bit addicted to tea, but don't... I mean, it's being on Earth. It's just earthly pleasures and you and... I love you. Dinner. Yes. What? Sorry. Oh, yes. I just... Oh, no. No, the wings. I just glamour them away. They're still there. It's kind of folded into another dimension. It's... I don't actually understand it at all. I just do this. And they're gone. And I do that. And they come back. This. And they're gone. That. And they come back. This. And they're gone. Okay, so, dinner. Wow. Oh, this is... Wow, you... Darling, you know that you're my first. You're my first everything. And I'm so happy. So happy. And what? I don't overreact when Emma comes near you. I just, you know. Dinner. What? I'm not going red. I don't know what you're talking about. Dinner. And kissing. And Valentine's. And so what? Emma's coming? I'm going to gut. That wasn't nice. Oh, shut up. I love you so much. So, Valentine's. Wow. Oh, damn it, feathers. I'll bring a handbag to put all the feathers in. It'll be fine. You just make me so happy. I love you. I really, really do.